a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Romkema.
Here.
Rounds.
Here.
Solberg.
Here.
Vanderlinde.
Here.
Rausch.
Here.
Kirkaby.
Here.
Quorum present, sir.
Thank you. A reminder for everybody in here that if you're have a cell phone, we'd ask that you make sure that it's either on vibrate or off so that you will not interrupt any of the testimony today. If they do go off, we have a charity of our choosing that we would love to have you donate to, so if you can donate to that if you'd like anyway, but we'd prefer no cell phones. And the internet is, we're live on the internet, so as you come forward, if you're doing testimony, make sure your mic is on and speak clearly into the mic so that all can listen. That would be appreciated. Do we have any guests today? I see our room is full.
Chair.
Representative Rounds.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. Personal privilege, please.
Granted.
Thank you. We have in our crowd today, we have a group of students from Pure Riggs High School and their advisor, their teacher, Mr. Kurth. They're sitting in the back room, back row there. Could you stand up and be acknowledged? Give us a stand up. And if I may follow up, Mr. Kurth will be bringing other classes on and off during the course of session, so hopefully the students here in Pure get this opportunity to see legislature in action. Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for bringing them. It's always good to have our young people across the state come and see the process that happens. It's quite an interesting thing, and I assume that in the future some of you will be pages, maybe interns, and then also legislators and be part of the process, so welcome. Did everyone have an opportunity to read the minutes?
Move we approve the minutes.
Second.
We have a motion from Round, second from Fikert to approve the minutes. Any questions? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are approved. That brings us to the top of the calendar today. We have first on our list is House Bill 1091, revise certain provisions related to municipal elections in the case of death or withdrawal of a candidate. We will now open proponent testimony on House Bill 1091. Are there any proponents? Mike.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, my name is Larry Nelson. I'm a registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Municipal League. House Bill 1091 is a bill that amends current state law, and as amended, it provides that if a candidate withdraws or dies before the 5 p.m. deadline for filing a petition, and there's just one candidate left after that, then in that event, there's no election held on that ballot issue, and those two particular candidates. It also says that if that resulted in being the only issue on the ballot, that you would have no election. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any other proponents? Any other proponents? Hearing none, are there any opponents to House Bill 1091? Any opponents? Seeing none, we will close public testimony. We'll open it up to committee questions. Any questions of the committee? Hearing none, we'll close questions, opening up to committee action.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Lederman.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move do pass.
We have a motion do pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. Representative Romkema. Any discussion? Representative Lederman?
Mr. Chair, it just seems to me this is some cleanup language and looks like it's all in order. Thank you.
Any further comments?
Sure.
Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm going to oppose the do-pass motion. The people of these municipalities deserve an election is the way I feel, and there has to, I feel there should be some sort of process involved should this happen, that the people have an opportunity to choose a candidate. I have a feeling this bill will move along. I may spend some time talking to the sponsors on this about some sort of a process we can look at. But I think the people deserve that opportunity to choose and not be left with no alternative in an election. So I am going to oppose the do-pass motion.
Any further comments from the committee?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Kirkaby.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I would encourage this body to, in fact, support the motion to pass on 1091. In some brief, non-argumentative rebuttal from the previous speaker, the options that exist currently, as far as having those local citizens have an option, the only candidate that they would have the opportunity to vote for would, in fact, be deceased, and that really is not a fair opportunity right now.
Thank you.
Any further comments? Hearing none. The motion before the committee is do pass motion on House Bill 1091. All those in favor will vote aye. All those opposed, nay. And the secretary will call the roll.
Lederman?
Aye.
Rouse?
No.
Silver?
Aye.
Aye.
Bird.
Yay.
Piper.
Aye.
Burks.
Aye.
Rouse.
Aye.
Kirkby.
Aye.
House Bill 1091, having received a majority vote, will hereby be sent to the floor with a do pass recommendation.
Do you want to assign somebody to
take it? Kirkby's name's on that, so we'll have Representative Kirkaby pitch that on the floor. That brings us to House Bill 1100, an act to revise certain provisions related to airport revenue bonds. We will now open that to proponent testimony. Are there any proponents for House Bill 1100?
Mr. Chairman, Representative David Lust, District 34. I am here to, as a proponent on House Bill 1100, and I will not take up any more of your time and will cede or yield the floor to those who are much more capable of explaining what 1100 does.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any further proponents?
Mr. Chairman, my name is Larry Nelson. I'm a registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Municipal League. This is a bill that provides on line 10 that no election is required for the issuance of revenue bonds under the chapter. And it's important that you understand what a revenue bond is and what a revenue bond isn't. If you use a general obligation bond, which is just your ability to raise taxes, those are subject to an election. If you have a sales tax bond, which is specific revenue, i.e. sales tax revenue, or parking lot revenue bonds, you don't have to have an election. And the amendment makes that consistent with what we do in the sales tax arena and what we do in the parking lot arena. So what happens if you're going to do a revenue bond for an airport is you pledge the revenue off the airport, whether that be tarmac fees, boarding fees, federal funds that you receive for operating that airport, and you can take that and bond that out to do larger projects. This doesn't mean that the electorate wouldn't be able to have an election if they wanted to refer it. It just says we're doing it the same way that we do it with sales tax, and it gets rid of an unnecessary expense in the bonding process. Airports that this will affect, you can think about Pierre, Aberdeen, Rapid City, and I'll tell you that the impetus for this is out of the Rapid City Airport. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Are there any other proponents? Any other proponents to House Bill 1100? Any other proponents? Hearing none, are there any opponents to House Bill 1100? Any opponents? Hearing none, we will close public testimony and open it up to committee questions. Are there any questions? Hearing none, we will open it up to committee action.
Chair.
Representative Rounds?
I move due pass on House Bill 1100.
We have a motion to move due pass from Rounds, second by Lederman. Any remarks?
Mr. Chair, if I may, it makes sense. The decision is still referable, as was spoken in testimony, so I see no reason we shouldn't move this forward, possibly even on consent. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further remarks? Hearing none, the motion before the committee is due pass on House Bill 1100. All those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Lederman?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Rounds?
Aye.
Solberg?
Aye.
Vanderbilt?
Aye.
Cronin?
Yea.
Kurd?
Aye.
Kurtz?
Aye.
House Bill 1100, having been receiving a majority of the votes of the members present, will hereby be sent to the floor due pass recommendation, and we have a motion to put on consent and a second. Ferrix and Vanderlinde. Any questions on that? All those in favor of consent signify by saying yea.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Very well. It will go down as a due pass recommendation. Who's that? Representative Rounds?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And for the purposes of the students here today, the motion on consent, for those of you who may not be aware, if a bill receives unanimous support from the committee on a vote, we can so move it to the floor of the House on consent calendar. That means there is no debate on the bill. There is, therefore, you can ask questions, but there will be no debate. That means the committee all approved of it, but somebody said no on this. They want it discussed on the floor, so it will not go on the consent calendar. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. I see both of our pages are in the room. For those listening, we have our high school seniors usually, but they come out and help us with all of our little tasks that we have. And if the pages would come forward and please introduce yourself and tell us where you are from, that would be greatly appreciated.
Good morning. My name is Molly Webster, and I go to Rapid City Stevens.
Good morning. My name is Desiree Van Zien. I'm from Miller.
Thank you, and thank you for coming out for the experience and helping us. Next on my list is Senate Bill 13. We will open public testimony, proponent testimony, Senate Bill 13. Mr. Secretary.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Chris Nelson, Secretary of State. Senate Bill 13 comes to you from the State Board of Elections. This is our bill that looks at a whole lot of different areas in the election code and is basically our annual cleanup bill from things that we have found over the past year that need to be adjusted. I'm going to go through and just highlight a couple of the areas that we're looking at. Section 1 comes to us from as a result of the litigation we had on the smoking ban petition. There was some question in the courtroom about the language on lines 12 and 13 where it says the verification simply has to be witnessed by a notary public, and there was some contention that that doesn't actually mean it has to be notarized by the notary public, and so we've clarified that. Section 9 of the bill is a section that was put in by the Senate in a Senate amendment. And this is another issue that came out of the smoking ban petition litigation, a question of whether folks that are on the inactive registration list should be allowed to sign petitions. And the Senate felt that they should be able to sign petitions and added this particular amendment. Sections 10, 13, 14, and 17 are to comply with the recently passed Federal Military and Overseas Voter Empowerment Act. And that's the federal act that is requiring us to make some changes to make it easier for folks that are in the military and overseas to cast their absentee ballots, including being able to track their absentee ballot application and ballot electronically, and also be able to receive their ballot electronically if they so choose. And so those are the sections to comply with that. Sections 15, 16, 18, 19, and 20 deal with absentee voting, particularly the counting of absentee ballots. As you know, the state of Minnesota went through a statewide recount on their U.S. Senate race a year ago, and I watched that pretty closely to see, you know, what were the real issues and the hang-ups in that recount. And the one thing that they really got hung up on was uncounted absentee ballots. And so I wanted to know, obviously, do we have much of that in South Dakota? And the answer is no, because our absentee balloting process is much smoother than what Minnesota's is. But there were some things in the area of how we process ballots, and particularly making sure that we, if there are any uncounted, that we specifically mark on there the reasons for that so that that can be reviewed in a subsequent recount or any court challenge. And so we've made that change. Section 22 deals with the recount process and specifically lays out what kinds of authority the recount board has to deal with uncounted absentee ballots or uncounted provisional ballots, and we've spelled that out very definitively. The rest of the sections are pretty much just basically typical cleanup, and be happy to answer any questions when appropriate, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Any further proponent testimony on Senate Bill 13?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I am Eric Erickson, Executive Director of the Association of County Officials, which includes the auditors, who are your local election people. We'd also like to rise in support of this. We have two auditors that are on the state election, State Board of Elections, that had a good discussion on this and think it's a good piece of legislation to pass. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Any further proponents? Any further proponents? Senate Bill 13? Hearing none, are there any opponents? Hearing and seeing none, we will close public testimony. We will open it up to committee questions. Are there any questions of the committee? Representative Frerichs.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and my question would be for Secretary Nelson. And I believe you answered most of that, but in that Section 9, get my page back to there, actually, it'd be more, well, Section 10 then, is that, would I be correct? The question I have is, the inactive voters then will be qualified, they can sign petitions, is that correct?
If I might, Mr. Chairman, that is in the amended bill, that would be Section 9, and yes, the language definitively states that they will be able to sign any petition. Right now, the law, and the law is 12-4-34, says that inactive voters are not considered registered voters unless specified elsewhere, and the Senate felt pretty strongly that they ought to be able to sign petitions, and so they've added that provision.
Thank you. Any further questions? Representative Rollins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Question is for Secretary Nelson. We have an election coming up this year, and there's going to be the primaries. Did you consider an emergency clause on this?
If I might, Mr. Chairman, no, I did not. I don't know that there's anything in here that I would consider needing to be in place before the general, before July 1st.
Thank you. Any further questions? Thank you, Mr.
Thank
Secretary.
You.
With that, we'll close questions and we will open it up to committee action.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Lederman.
Mr. Chair, I move do pass.
Second.
We have a motion by Lederman, a second by Frerichs to do pass on Senate Bill 13. Any remarks?
Yes, Mr. Chair. First of all, I'd just like to thank Secretary of State Chris Nelson for all the work he's done on cleaning up this language, and I'm confident that the bill has been vetted through the committee process already on the Senate side. I just want to point out how this clarifies the language on notaries so that we can avoid some further issues in the future. I really like the military absentee ballots being done electronically. I think as anybody on this committee having gone through an election can attest to is that it is very difficult to get a hold of our service members overseas, and to offer this, not only would it be a cost savings, but it really serves to have the election process brought to our one of the segments of our population that truly deserve the choice to vote. And finally, it really tightens up our election laws, and I just appreciate a constitutional officer that puts this much time and thought into his job, and I want to thank Secretary of State Chris Nelson and urge everybody to do pass and consent on this. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Farrakes?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And again, our early lessons back into legislative session is glancing at that engrossed version. And luckily, we have our luxury of computers, and I do now see in Section 9. And I thank the Secretary for his work on that. I think that allowing inactive voters to still sign those petitions is very important because our citizens know that once they sign up to register to vote, they hope they have all the abilities to sign. Now, yes, they should do their part and continue to keep their active status, but that does not always happen, and we never want to compromise people's ability to sign petitions and participate in our democratic process. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Any further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the committee is the due pass motion, Senate Bill 13. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Lederman?
Aye.
Aye.
Vandermeer? Aye. Cronin?
Yea.
Hurd?
Yea.
Feigert?
Yea.
Farrakes?
Aye.
Kirkby's excused. 10 ayes, 3 excused.
Senate Bill 13, having received a unanimous vote of the members present, is hereby sent to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Mr. Chair.
Representative, we have motion consent. We have a second. No second. We'll talk it on the floor. Thank you. Representative Lederman, would you like to carry this on the floor?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Is there any other thing to come before the committee? We do have next Tuesday, we have three bills on our docket. So do your homework over the weekend. Any further business for the committee?
Sure.
Representative Rounds.
I would like the committee to note how smooth this committee meeting went and how well the vice chair took over and handled the proceedings. Thank you.
Thank you. Strike that from the record, please. I would entertain a motion to adjourn. Lederman moves. Second. Rounds. All those in favor of adjournment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.